At the 2016 Oklahoma FFA convention, we're very happy to be talking today with Congressman Wes Watkins. And Wes, let's talk a little bit about your ties back to the Blue and Gold, to FFA, Future Farmers of America, when you were a part of it. You got involved right from the get-go as a young high school member.
Yes. In fact, I've been sharing with a lot of the delegates here, the FFA state convention, that really it all started here for me in the FFA. In fact, when I at the state convention was held at OSU Stillwater back in those days, and as a young man, I went there and I was impressed with what I saw. And I mentioned to my ag teacher, you know, someday I'd like to be maybe state president, because Barton Rilling from Sentinel was at that time, and he's flawless. He did a tremendous job. So as I tell these young people, it all started with the FFA, and I was a green country kid from Bennington, Oklahoma, so small that most people don't know where Bennington is. But I came to OSU because the FFA got me up there. And the whole world opened up to me, Ron, truly. And I tell people, don't sell yourself short. Had an ag teacher who cared. Mm-hmm. And as a result, he kept him. Well, I had a speech impediment early in my life. And he worked with me. I gave a lot of reports, like from the Oklahoma Farmer Stockman, things like that he had asked mm-hmm. me to do. And later I became state president of the Oklahoma FFA. And what I'm here today at this convention, I've had a book that's my biography has been written, and a lot of it's about the FFA and what it meant, and really the whole career going on at OSU and becoming president of the student body there and the student senate, and then going on to the United States Congress. It all started with the FFA.
Yeah. What do you think you gained as you you know, went through your high school years as an FFA member and then was selected as the state FFA president? What really did you bring out of that experience, you think, into your adult life?
Oh, there's no question that, you know, public speaking and parliament procedure and judging contests, as I tell people, if we just carry what we learn in the judging contest, because as you know, Ron, you judge the animals, usually four of them. You always look for the good points first. You talk about the good points first. If we'd only do that in our human relations and carry that out, we'd be the same thing. It would be wonderful. Now, that's one of the basic things that I learned. The other is it built confidence. You felt like, I know when I went to Oklahoma State University, I was kind of scared. That's probably a good trait because I studied. And if I studied, I found that I could compete with Oklahoma City, Tulsa kids and all, in the classroom and all the activities and all at Oklahoma State. So you learn the confidence. You build relationships that lifelong. There's so many people coming by here today that I've known since I was that green hand in the FFA.
Wow.
Yep. So it's a really a character-building machine. The FFA is really a leadership organization that's really great for these young people. And I can tell those that come along, well, they'll smile and stick out their hand and say, I'm so-and-so. And, you know, they do that, and that means that ag teacher's worked with them back there, and they've got that confidence.
That's right. I know that, of course, in your adult life, you've been privileged to be a U.S. congressman for much of the southeastern part of the state of Oklahoma. Clearly, the skills, some of the things that you picked up in FFA, you carried over into the halls of Congress.
Oh, yes. You know, the parliamentary procedure is one of the things that truly I used from day one. Well, public speaking, you know, all that. And the ties of young people. The book that I'm here, my biography, which is Making Things Better by Judge Kim D. Parrish, really outlines and portrays a lot of the things that led to my years in the United States Congress and all, and from the FFA days and right through that. And my life has been trying to solve problems for people and making things better, really, and that's what he captured and doing this biography, and I'm real pleased with what he's done. And so we're meeting with people down here at the convention to share the book. And in fact, Ron, I've given to every chapter, nearly 400 of them, this book, mm-hmm. the book Making Things Better. And people say, why did you do that for? That's nearly a $10,000 value. I said, you know, I owe the FFA more than I can ever repay it. And I tell young people when they come by, they will get more back, put everything you can, because you'll get twice as much back out of the FFA than you'll put in.
One of your great loves, obviously, is FFA. Another great love is Oklahoma State University. I know that that's a valuable part of your life. And you've even got, of course, a great facility there named after you, the International Center.
Yes, I am humbled and honored by it, really. Several things that people have done along the way. But let me say, my mission in public life has been to try to make things better. And my mission has been trying to build the economy, build a future so there's jobs available for our people, especially out in the rural areas, the forgotten area of the world. You know, we're agriculture in the rural areas, but we're more than agriculture. And we've got to do the things to build that off-farm job as well as having, you know, yeah, our cattle operation. Because sometimes that's kind of slim pickings and you need cash flow coming. And so recognizing that and having experienced that, I have tried to apply that in helping others and trying to build a future for them. And I'm back at Stillwater. I have a little office in that building that you just mm-hmm. mentioned, and I volunteer. I don't have any salary or anything like that, but I want to just try to do what I can to help build a future. And we're helping young people. My wife and I, every day, we're working with young people nearly that have a problem of some kind, usually right. financial or something, and we're able to get them into contact with the right people and get the right kind of jobs on campus or scholarships and things like this. So it's been someone's there helping me, mm-hmm. you know. I think back at it and realize if it hadn't been for my ag teacher, hadn't been for Fred LaCrone in the dean's office of ag, sending me over and getting me a job on the poultry farm. And in that job at the poultry farm, I found me a place to stay. And, you know, I made it. There's people who care for you at Oklahoma State University. They want you to succeed, and they'll do everything they can to help you succeed. So, and Ron, you've been one, I just say, people have listened to over the years. They have a lot of confidence in you. And we rely on you, really, many times to help. And that's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. So I want to thank you also for your career.
Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.